This is Tagore speaking. So, Japan, a letter of Bindu Tagore. At first I had my doubts. I thought that I might not be able to see Japan as she is herself, but should have to be content to see the Japan that takes pride in her acrobatics violently to appear as something else. On my first arrival in this country, when I looked out from the balcony of a house on the hillside, Kobe Town, that huge mass of corrugated iron roofs, appeared to me like a dragon with glistening scales, basking in the sun after having devoured a large slice of the living flesh of the earth. This dragon did not belong to the mythology of the past, but to that of the present, and with its iron mask, tried to look real to the children of the age, real as the majestic rocks on the shore, as the epic rhythm of the sea waves. Anyhow, it hid Japan from my view, and I felt myself like the traveller whose time is short, waiting for the cloud to be lifted to have a sight of the eternal snow on the Himalayan summit. I asked myself, will the dense mist of the Iron Age give way for a moment and let me see what is true and abiding in this land? I was enveloped in a whirlwind of reception, but I had my misgivings and thought that this might be a violent outbreak of curiosity, or that these people felt themselves bound to show their appreciation of a man who had won renown from Europe, thus doing honour to the West in a vicarious form.